I'm here today with Pat Fetcher, Administrative Officer of the Juan Dharma Center. She's a former participant and volunteer who became part of the staff. And we're going to talk about Juan Dharma Center and a couple events that are coming up. The benefit concert on April 24th for the Scholarship Fund for Juan Dharma Center, and the Memorial Day weekend meditation retreat as well. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, how you wound up at Juan Dharma Center?
Sure. I've been living in Claverick for about 30 years, but about 5, 6, 7 years ago, I moved out of the state and I also joined the Peace Corps. So I was away from Claverick for about 5 years. And when I returned, I happened to see this incredible facility that was built just a mile from my house, and I had no idea what it was. A friend of mine suggested that I go and participate in a yoga class and just get an idea of what was going on there. And the moment I drove up the driveway, I was just awestruck by the beauty. It's 400 acres of, you know, incredible views of the Catskills with beautiful modern buildings built to fit into the environment there. Yoga was wonderful. Then I heard there was going to be a kimchi cooking class, and I jumped on that. And at the end of that class, somebody said, "Does anybody want to volunteer?" And since I'd just come back from the Peace Corps, I had no particular plans. I'd been retired for about 6 years. I decided to volunteer and got involved in some office work, helping with retreats, doing different things. And before you knew it, I was hired as a part-time employee to help in the office, help be a liaison with possible visitors, doing some things that at the time with a lot of non-native English speakers, the ministers are Korean. I think they have great English. They don't think they do. But it was a chance for me to use some of my administrative skills to kind of help them out. And I'm still there.
The grounds really are beautiful. I've been there a few times now, and just driving up, it's so majestic looking. Almost, for me, it almost feels like I'm not supposed to be there. It's so nice.
Yeah, and that's a comment that's happened quite often. People, you know, drive by and they say, "What's that? Yeah. What is the Juan Dharma? Am I allowed to drive up the driveway?" And I guess the answer that you found out is yes, you can.
Yeah.
And I definitely want to make sure that people know it is open to the public from dawn until dusk. People are welcome to roam around, peek in the buildings. There are 7 miles of walking trails. And right now they're muddy, but once things dry up a bit, it's really fabulous. And as a matter of fact, during the winter, we've seen people there snowshoeing, cross-country skiing. So it really is open to the community. And not to be afraid, you really are, you know, allowed.
It's absolutely true, folks. I can verify this. I've been there walking. It is beautiful. And it's even nice when it's muddy. You see all the frogs and the little puddles.
Oh, yeah.
So as long as you dress appropriately.
Right, too. Lots of, I can't say lots, a few local people will come with their dogs. They are welcome. We'd prefer that they stay on the leash, but if not, I guess the idea is mostly to clean up after the dogs so that the trails are clear for the next walker, but it's definitely open to everyone.
So the center is having a couple of events coming up. Do you want to talk about those?
Sure, yeah. We're excited that the Broad Street Chamber Players, made up of Jay Shulman as a cellist, Elizabeth Chenery, a flautist, and David Smith, a pianist, they'll be doing a benefit concert for us on Saturday, April 24th, from 5 until 7 p.m., scheduled so that people can come for the concert and then head off for dinner if they'd like. And all of the money is going toward the scholarship program at Juan Dharma, to help people that would like to participate in some of the activities but might not have the finances to be able to do that.
And so what are some of the activities that occur at the center that people might want to?
Sure. On a regular basis, every Tuesday evening, we have sitting meditation. It's guided meditation from 7 until 8:30. It's free. Come with comfortable clothes. Expect to sit for a while, quiet sitting meditation, possibly some chanting meditation, walking meditation. It's a chance to relax, restore, kind of center your mind, After a long day of work, it's great to be out there and get a chance to meditate. On Thursday evenings, as a matter of fact, probably as we speak, I'm here on a Thursday evening, and there's yoga on Thursdays from 6 until 7:15, community yoga, so all levels are welcome. And then on Friday mornings from 10 until 11:15, there's chair yoga. It's for those that are possibly less mobile, using a chair as an assist, mostly seated positions. And then every Saturday, there's a Dharma service. This is when there is, again, seated meditation, chanting meditation, a chance to socialize, and then also one of the ministers will lead a discussion.
How many ministers are there?
There are about 10 or 11, it fluctuates sometimes, but 10 or 11 that they call the Wan Dharma Center their home. So they have an actual residence there, and they live there. And I have to say, they live and work there. Wan Buddhism is the more reform sect of Buddhism, where each of these ministers, there are males and females, both are ordained. Women take a leadership role. As a matter of fact, our executive director is a female minister. And they participate in the management of the center, whether it's buildings and grounds, IT, cooking, public relations, leading the meditation classes. We have an acupuncturist on staff. Everyone is welcome to make an appointment for acupuncture there. Email to acupuncture@wandharmacenter.com. So each of the ministers has their job running the entire center. And the center is not just as a residence for the ministers and for community members to come, although that's very much the focus of what we do, but it also happens to be the headquarters of Wan Buddhism USA. So our executive director actually is in charge of all the Wan Buddhist temples and ministers all over the United States. And they chose Claverick as the headquarters.
Now, the facilities are also available to be rented by just about anybody, is that right?
Absolutely. We host a lot of retreats from outside groups. Besides Wan Buddhist ministers who do hold retreats there, it's open to the public for people. Locally, I could tell you that the board of the Hudson Opera House has held their meetings at the facility in one of our rooms. Also, the Columbia Land Conservancy has had a board meeting there. So it's a matter of having somebody come out, take a peek to see whether any of the rooms that we have could fit the needs of a local business. But we definitely do rent them out. Our large meditation hall, which is where the yoga and the meditation is held, it's 1,800 square feet. So it's very large, can easily, you know, fit a number of people. Yeah. The dining room seats 60 people. And that, so far, has been the room where many of the board meetings are held. It's a matter, too, if somebody wants to come to one of our organized retreats. We have a Memorial Weekend retreat that's going to be held at the end of May. We always have a moving meditation retreat during the summer, in the winter, a year-end retreat. And it's a matter of checking our website to see when those are scheduled and for the fees. But it's also possible for people to come and do self-retreats. Maybe you just want to get away and have a chance to do yoga, meditate on your own, quiet. We do that also. And we could certainly give information about prices for any of those things.
Sure. Those are all available on your website.
Website, right? Absolutely.
WanDharmaCenter.com?
That's it. Yeah. WanDharmaCenter.org.
So it's at least available for groups for a weekend.
Definitely. Yeah. If you're familiar with the fashion house Eileen Fisher, they did a full week retreat there.
Oh.
So Eileen and 20 of her staff came, and they wanted to work on sustainability of their products and the things that they're doing. And they felt that the Wan Dharma Center was a perfect spot to be able to focus on that. So they came and leased all of the residential rooms and stayed from Monday to Friday. And I can mention that we do have two residence halls. In each residence hall, there are 10 rooms. Three of them are private, six of them are double, and one of them would have a quad. No ensuite bathrooms, but there are 6 bathroom facilities in each of the residence halls. So comfortably we sleep 38 people, 19 in each building.
Good size group. So I guess there are some opportunities for people to volunteer as well, is that right?
Right. When we have retreats, we're always looking for some assistance in the kitchen, because during any kind of a retreat, when people stay, we provide 3 meals per day to the guests. Mm-hmm. And depending on the number of people that are coming, it really is a lot of work in the kitchen to prepare for 35, 40 people.
Sure.
So if people are interested in helping with preparation or cleanup, that's something we could do. And we can work on an exchange program where if somebody, you know, volunteers a certain number of hours, we could talk about possibly allowing them to attend yoga classes, future retreats. We also need help setting up the rooms for the guests, cleaning up afterwards. Another big thing is that we have a huge garden. That when the season allows, that is how we supply the food for our kitchen. And it's going to be start to be planting season pretty soon.
Right.
And then weeding season. Mm-hmm. And then harvesting season. So if you like to be outdoors, it's a beautiful opportunity. And if you're working during mealtime, you get to come in and have lunch with us and have a traditional Korean meal with the ministers and the other workers.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful garden. It's right on the right as you drive in. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have two events coming up at the Juan Dharma Center, one in April and one in May. So the April 24th, there's a benefit concert.
Right. Again, it's the Broad Street Chamber Players, led by Jay Shulman, Elizabeth Chinnery, and David Smith. And they'll be performing in our large meditation hall with incredible acoustics and view of the Catskill Mountains. Mm-hmm. And that's from 5 until 7 p.m. We'd like to have people make reservations ahead of time so we have the right amount of seats set up. And you can just call the facility, or actually you can email Karen at onedharmacenter.org. And we'll be happy to reserve seats for you. The next event is the Memorial Weekend Meditation Retreat that I mentioned. And it starts with dinner on Friday, May 22nd. And it goes until lunch on Monday, May 25th. So it's the entire Memorial Day weekend. And it's a chance to do sitting and moving meditation, practice mindfulness. There'll be Dharma talks, individual spiritual guidance, and group Dharma discussions. And again, all that information is on our website, www.onedharmacenter.org. And any questions, you can email us at info@onedharmacenter.org.
And is there a phone number people can call?
Yes, it's a local phone number, 518-851-2581.
Great.
And if somebody doesn't answer the phone when you call, please leave a message and we'll definitely get back to you.
And so that, once again, that the benefit concert is for the scholarship fund, which
right.
helps people who might not be able to afford to attend some of the classes
exactly.
or retreats or whatever to attend.
Yep. It's a great program, and we have a number of people who would like to attend, a lot of young people, and they don't have the finances.
Yeah.
And it's a chance to come out and take a peek, too. In case you haven't been to the Juan Dharma Center, it's a great way to get out and explore beautiful setting.
And hear some nice music.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Pat, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're very welcome. It's
See
been
you
great.
Again soon.
Okay.